From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Israelis protested against their own government today in the southern town of Sderot. The town has been under near constant rocket fire from Palestinians following last week's explosion on a Gaza beach that killed 8 Palestinians. As NPR's Eric Westerfeld reports, the Israelis in Sderot are demanding protection and a tough response.
Angry Sderot residents, backed by City Hall, blocked roads in and out of the city today using tractors. City offices were shuttered and schools closed early for the year. One protester, referring to Israel's new prime minister, held a sign aloft that read, "Olmert, wake up. Sderot is at war." Others called for a stronger military response in Gaza. In the last 10 days, militants have fired more than 130 homemade rockets at Israel. Many, including two more today, have landed in and around Sderot, which is less than a mile from the Gaza border. Israeli government officials say they're doing all they can, short of a full military invasion of Gaza.
These are unprovoked attacks, and no country should have to put up with this.
Israeli Army spokesman Jacob Dalal says the Palestinian government can and should take concrete steps to stop the rocket fire, and so far has not.
Someone is going to have to start asking the Palestinian Authority, which is the democratically elected government of the Palestinian people, to start taking some accountability for what goes on in Gaza.
Today, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas called once again on all Palestinian factions to stop the rocket fire. Abbas warned the militants they'd be held responsible for casualties from any Israeli response. But it's doubtful yet another statement by Abbas will do much to reduce the rocket fire. The senior military analyst for Human Rights Watch, Mark Garlasco, today wrapped up a two-week-long fact-finding trip to Israel and Gaza. He says the militants' rocket fire at civilians is clearly illegal, but he wonders if Israel's military response is proportional.
I understand the Israeli desire to respond to it and to stop it, to get it stopped. But the real basic question is artillery fire in densely populated areas the best way to do that? And from what I've seen on the ground, but it's really not.
On June 9th, 8 Palestinian civilians were killed on a Gaza beach. Palestinians said Israeli shelling was to blame. They used that charge to justify a surge in rocket fire. The Israeli army says a thorough probe of the timing of its artillery fire that day, along with data on the round's impact, forensic evidence, and other records, all show that its artillery fire did not cause the casualties on the beach. Garlasco of Human Rights Watch disagrees.
These people were killed by a 155-millimeter Israeli shell.
Garlasco says it may have been an unexploded shell from a previous day's volley or one that day. It's not clear. Garlasco knows something about evaluating battle sites. He's a former U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency analyst who worked at the Pentagon on targeting and battle damage assessment during the U.S. invasion of Iraq. On the ground in Gaza, Garlasco evaluated shrapnel from the blast zone. He combed through records of emergency calls and more. He met with the Israeli military's senior investigator yesterday and presented him with the findings. Results, Garlasco says, the Israeli military, the IDF, rebuffed.
We've been able to go in and get digital hospital records, phone records that show 911 calls. There's evidence that the doctors have taken out of the injured in Gaza. And there's evidence that the Palestinian liaison provided to the IDF the day after the incident. And all of this, the IDF is basically dismissing.
That, says Garlasco, is why an outside independent investigation is needed. Jacob Dalal with the Israeli army disputes Garlasco's findings and says the military is confident in its own ongoing probe.
Everything that we based our report on was basically empirical data, and that data was checked. We're just saying that the evidence that we use must be evidence that we know with a high degree of certainty that wasn't tampered with.
Israeli artillery fire into the Gaza Strip is still on hold while the military's investigation proceeds. Airstrikes, however, continue. One tonight in a Gaza refugee camp targeted militants in a van. According to Gaza hospital officials, two children and a teenager were killed. One militant in the van was seriously injured. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.